Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 15th. The markets closed lower with March corn down 6 cents at 676 and a quarter. March wheat down 16 and three quarter cents at 769 and a quarter. And March beans down 11 and three quarter cents at 1525 and three quarters. But we actually rallied as much as 11 cents off the lows, closed near the highs of the day session, so it wasn't as bad as it could have been. We rallied mainly on the strength in the bean oil. It rallied 160 ticks off of its lows, despite the crude oil closing down 47 cents a barrel here. I think what we saw, the meal was down virtually 10 bucks here. Spreaders coming out of long meal, short oil spreads, and that's what basically happened out here. But the meal was enough to keep the beans down all day. We know that the Brazilian harvest is moving along. Better weather in the north, drying out, allowing the harvest to continue. In the southern part of Brazil, they're getting really good rains for the first time in a long time, which will help those crops. Argentina looks to be getting more rains. So I think in general, South America is in better shape than it was a week ago. Part of the problem with the meal is India came out and said they're going to be exporting meal to try to make up for some of the loss from Argentina, and that really put the kibosh on the meal market out here. Exports tomorrow, they're looking for 300,000 metric tons of wheat, 1 million metric tons of corn, and 700,000 metric tons of beans. The crush came in pretty light, 179. They were looking for a number 181.5, so we came in 2.5 million under that and 3 million under last year. So not a very friendly report there. The stock market's been all over the board. It's been higher. It's been lower. Right now, it's down 16 points with 15 minutes to go. But overall, the dollar was strong. It was up 71 ticks at 103.84. That's the highest price in a while out here. Let's take a look. Yeah, we haven't been that high since January 8th. So a little bit of a rebound in the dollar here. That's going to put a little bit of kibosh on the exports. Some people are talking about, the Wall Street Journal had an article that 97% of the Russian army is in or around Ukraine. Now, in my opinion, that leaves the country pretty vulnerable out there. You know, they say Russia and China are simpatico, but, you know, could the Chinese take advantage of this? Wouldn't put anything past them. So anyway, it's a long shot, but I can't imagine if this is the best their army can do with 97% of their forces there. I think they've got serious, serious problems out there. So at any rate, the market certainly in the wheat and the corn didn't abide by any of the talk between Russia and Ukraine. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.